It's time to get your news on. We are VK1 WIA.
And it is the news from the WIA. And this week, WIA Director and Company Secretary Peter Klee, VK8ZZ, and our new election voting return officer selected. WIA Education Committee spokesman Phil Waite, VK2ASD. David, VK2DU, and an educational weekend sees 15 potential new hams on our bands. But wait, there's much more, much, much more in this edition of news from your Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
Australia's ham radio news station. We are VK1 WIA.
You may recall that the WIA returning officer, John Marshall, notified the WIA board that he was unable to continue on in that role because of personal reasons. John had served in this role since 2016 and has been to be commended for his contribution to the WIA. It is noted that Clause 3 of the WIA election regulations requires that the board shall appoint a returning officer not later than the 30th day of October in each year prior to holding the election, and who must conduct the election in accordance with the procedures set out in those regulations. At a recent meeting of the WIA board, the appointment of WIA returning officer was discussed, and it was agreed that Pete Cherry, VK2LP, will be our next WIA returning officer. Pete Cherry, VK2LP, will take up that role with immediate effect. The board of the WIA thanked Pete and others for their expressions of interest in this important role, and the board congratulate Pete on his new role. The call for nominations for the role of director of the WIA will be published shortly, with nominations due to open on the 1st of November 2024. This has been WIA Director and Company Secretary Peter Klee, VK8ZZ.
This is Phil Waite, VK2ASD, for the WIA's Education Committee. The Education Committee has launched a new website. It has a dual purpose. Firstly, to promote amateur radio and lead a person through the various steps required to achieve an amateur radio foundation qualification. And secondly, to act as an information resource so education tools relevant to amateur radio in Australia are easy to find. Although very much a work in progress, there's quite a lot to see at www.education.wia.org.au. You'll find the new educational frameworks for the foundation standard and advanced qualifications. The existing syllabi for each grade have been rearranged into more logical and consistent frameworks, and some new and updated content has been added where appropriate. It's hoped that these educational frameworks will form the basis of a syllabus update by the ACMA at some time in the future. You will also find a collection of well-proven training resources that your club could use in its training programs, including a set of PowerPoint training slides by Fred Swainston, VK3DAC. One of the questions asked in the recent survey sent to clubs was if their club had developed any educational materials that could be shared with other clubs. So far, we have had over 70 responses to the club survey, so thanks to all those club officials who have responded. Some of those materials identified as being able to be shared may be placed on the new website. So, take a look at the new Education Committee website and let us know what you think. If you like it, tell the world. If you don't, tell us. Once again, that website address is www.education.wia.org.au. This is Phil Waite, VK2ASD, for the WIA's Education Committee.
Thanks, Phil. And still with education, something that has worked very well comes from VK2. Listen up. Here's David, VK2DU.
In a new partnership between the Hume Regent Scout Fellowship and BlueSat, a student-led space engineering group at the University of New South Wales, 15 BlueSat members have completed training for their Amateur Radio Foundation certificates. The training, which includes online resources and hands-on assessment at the University of New South Wales on October the 14th, was provided by the Hume Region Scout Fellowship. Led by experienced AMA radio operators Nathan, VK2FOX, and David, VK2DU, this initiative marks the start of a promising long-term collaboration, with both groups sharing a passion for radio communications and innovation. The partnership is expected to open doors for future projects in space engineering and beyond. This exciting venture highlights the ongoing importance of amateur radio in satellite communications and space exploration. This is David, VK2DU, Secretary of the Hume Region Scout Fellowship.
Across Australia from VK1WIA, you are tuned to the National News Service. In Melbourne, it can be seen and heard on the Melbourne DATV repeater, VK3RTV, on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and also 8 p.m. I'm Peter, VK3BFG.
Australiana, urban myth or fact? ABC News published the video, "Is Your Car Spying on You?" last week. As technology is deeply integrated into our lives, our privacy is being compromised in ways we may not even be aware of. A recent investigation by consumer advocacy group Choice revealed that many popular car models in Australia collect and share a vast amount of personal data about their drivers and passengers. This data ranges from fuel usage and driver location to video footage and, in some cases, even conversations inside the car. The Choice investigation uncovered a wide range of data. Video includes footage of drivers, passengers, and pedestrians, audio microphones that can record conversations inside the vehicle, driving locations, and this information can reveal personal routines and habits, such as where you live, work, and shop. The data can be sold to any third party, including insurance companies, governments, or other interested organisations.
From here, there, and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
International news is with thanks to ARRL, DX World, EHAM, Hackaday, IARU, ICQ Podcast, IRTS, Newsline, NZART, RAC, RadioWorld.com, RSGB, SARL, and the worldwide sources of the WIA. Former President and 2024 Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's comments on social media calling for the Federal Communications Commission to revoke the licenses of all US broadcast networks has elicited responses from FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel, as well as a former FCC chairman and others in the industry. In a response from the FCC, which does not credential news programs or grants licenses only to individual broadcast stations as opposed to entire networks, Rosenworcel said the FCC does not and will not revoke licenses for broadcast stations simply because a political candidate disagrees with or dislikes content or coverage. A hot air balloon crashed into a radio tower a week back, destroying the tower and knocking USA's Cumulus Media News Talk KKOB AM/FM Albuquerque off the air. Balloon Fiesta spokesman Tim Garrity said the pilot and the crew of the balloon landed safely without incident. The crash left the 800-foot tower, a structure of red and white metal beams, collapsed in the dirt lot in the North Valley. It was hoped to restore KKOB's broadcast within 24 to 48 hours, though certain steps had to be completed first. News on Yota and Jota. Many wouldn't have been aware or even noticed that this weekend throughout the world is Jota, Jamboree of the Air, where amateurs set up on-air activities for scouts. No doubt there are even one or two operating here in VK, so for those scouts listening in, there's an even larger group active known as Yota, Youngsters on the Air. Each week here on WIA National News, we have a Yota member step up to provide information. And this week's no different when VK2, Charlie Oscar Delta Allen, picks up the mic. Pretty soon, December in fact, is Yota Month. Yes, Youngsters on the Air Month is just around the corner, and the RSGB will be operating the Golf Bravo 24 Yota call sign. Schools, clubs, guide and scout groups and also individuals will host young radio amateurs whilst they operate with the call sign. Operators will be below the age of 26. Those that do not hold a full amateur radio licence will be supervised by an appropriate full licensee while operating. No word yet on an Aussie call sign for Yota Month. In special event news, Victor India 100 IARU Melbourne. VI 100 IARU's special event station will be active from Melbourne here in Australia to commemorate the centennial of the International Amateur Radio Union. QRV on HF bands, QSL via Mike Zero, Oscar X-Ray Oscar, OQRS. The IARU celebrates its centenary in 2025. Since its founding in France, IARU has worked tirelessly to promote innovation in amateur radio and to encourage the growth of the services in communities throughout the world. IARU has represented the amateur services at international and regional regulatory bodies by relying on volunteers who come from many countries and communities. IARU has been a sector member for the ITU since 1932, and the work of volunteers has continued since that date, with unmatched success, as was highlighted with accomplishments at WRC 23. Leading up to the IARU centenary year, we should take time to reflect on the remarkable achievements of radio amateurs over the last 100 years. While the amateur services have been in operation for over a century, 1924 was the first year that intercontinental amateur communication became more or less commonplace. Since that time, we radio amateurs have made unparalleled advances in technology related to the amateur services that play a critical role today in sustaining worldwide communications and allow us to respond to global emergencies. Another IARU special call operating is Hotel Sierra 19 IARU, active between the 12th of October and 10th of November for the 19th IARU Region 3 Conference, hosted in Bangkok by the Radio Amateur Society of Thailand, 4th to the 8th of November. And wrapping up international news this week, Brett Elmore, who reported stolen AM tower, is dead at the age of 41. This, according to the Facebook page of radio station WJLX in Alabama. Elmore is the manager who made industry headlines earlier this year when he reported to police that his station's 200-foot AM tower and its transmitter had been stolen. The apparent theft of the WJLX tower, still unsolved, caught the attention of We News journos not only within broadcasting but around the world. It also generated a considerable amount of scepticism from critics who thought the theft had been faked or falsified, which Elmore emphatically denied. For VK1 WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
Across Australia from VK1WIA, you're tuned to the WIA National News Service. In the north and northwest of VK7, it can be heard on voice repeater VK7RDR, 439.775 MHz. In the Ulverston area on HD Digital ATV on 445.775. And worldwide via the VK7AX video stream courtesy of the BATC at 9 a.m. local time. I'm Tony, VK7AX.
Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Now, ContestWise 2024. On now. The Workdoor Germany contest runs 1500 hours UTC on Saturday the 19th. And ends at 1500 hours UTC on Sunday, the 20th of October. Using CW and SSB on the 8 of the 10 meter bands, where contests are permitted. The exchange is signal report and serial number. International Earth Moon Earth contest this weekend. 0000 hours UTC on Saturday through 23:59 hours UTC Sunday. 50 to 1296 MHz October 19-20 and November 16-17. Work as many amateur stations as possible via the Earth Moon Earth path on any authorized amateur frequency in the bands for these specific weekends. EME logs due back to the ARRL December 17. The CQ Worldwide is the largest amateur radio competition in the world. So get ready, October 26-27. Over 35,000 participants take the airwaves in the last weekend of October for SSB and last full weekend of November, CW, with the goal of making as many contacts as with many different DXCC entities and ZQ zones as possible. Again, SSB October 26-27, CW November 23-24. DX window to the world. Holger, ZL3IO is again active as ZL7IO from the Chatham Islands until October 31, then again November 19-26. QRB on the HF bands with participation in the CQWWSSB contest next weekend, October 26-27. In addition, Holger's daughter, Xenia, ZL4YL, will be active during the CQWWCW contest November 23-24 as ZL7YL. ZL80 May. The NZAT has been contacted by an overseas operator organising an event to celebrate the 80th anniversary since the surrender of Germany during World War II. NZAT is willing to arrange ZL80MA as a special call sign. However, they are calling for a NZ operator to help coordinate the activity on New Zealand's side. Special call sign HB50VC is active until 31 December, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Swiss Air Amateur Radio Club, HB9VC. A growing trend these days is that QSL cards will not be provided, but QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. You can also download a certificate for working this special administration from the link we like in the text editions of WIA National News. Listen throughout the year for the special call sign 9A100RKZ, marking the 100th anniversary of the Radio Club Zagreb, which was founded the 24th of March 1924 in Croatia. QSL via 9A1ADE. Finally, this week as I sign out, it's to VK5 and repeater news. From Ingham, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. We've got some good news. The Fluorio Link repeater project is now up and running. Last Sunday, members of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club with Brian, VK5VI, went up to our Wollunga Hill site and installed the Link repeater system. It is linked from our Wollunga Hill site, 146675, and linked to Victor Harbour on 70 centimetres, 438525. Now, you do need a subtone of 91.5 to access both repeaters. We would like to thank Brian, VK5VI, and Jeff Farmer, VK5GF, for their help and support, and Dean, VK5HMV, for the guidance of getting this project up and running. Also, on Thursday, the 24th of October, SCARC will meet at its new club rooms at Hastings Street, Seaford Meadows, from 6:30 p.m. We hope to see you there. This will be our first general meeting at the new club rooms. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Col, VK3GTV.
Hello, first up in worldwide special interest group news, it's Adventure Groups. 2024 National Bird Week ends today. National Bird Week, which commenced on Monday the 14th of October, finishes today, Sunday the 20th. A special certificate will be issued to any amateur who has activated a VKFF reference during that period. VKFF qualification, a minimum of 10 QSOs is required for a valid park activation, and endorsements of bronze, silver and gold stars will also be awarded. Bronze, 5 parks activated, silver, 10 parks activated, and gold, 20 parks activated. All applications for the certificate, contact Paul, VK5PAS, via vkffaustralia@gmail.com. VOTA, Volcanoes on the Air, Erupts. Not to be confused with activations at election polling places, VOTA, Volcanoes on the Air, is a new awards program for activating and chasing the 53 volcanoes in the Auckland volcanic field. The program started several weeks ago and radio amateurs have already activated volcanoes. The official launch of the program will be on Sunday, November the 3rd, provided weather is suitable and radio amateurs in Auckland are encouraged to activate volcanoes, many of which require little walking uphill. Radio amateurs are encouraged to chase volcano activators. The website ontheair.nz has the essential information for each of the 53 volcanoes. Worldwide Special Interest Groups Radio Scouting, JOTA JOTI. Jamboree on the Air and Jamboree on the Internet, the annual global communication activity with guides and scouts, is happening right now. Due to the time difference down under, many international stations will be active today, Sunday, on HF bands, along with Echolink and IRLP repeaters. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA, Youngsters on the Air. In a moment, I'll have news of next year's YOTA Region 2 camp, but first, here's VK2COD, Alan.
Thank you, Cole. Now from the top of Scotland comes to a great example of how to involve wee youth in amateur radio. Wick High School's radio club, which operates as Golf Mike Zero Whiskey Hotel Sierra, has started the new school term with great success. The group recently organized a collecting time zone event. Lucy MM7 Foxtrot Uniform Victor lead the radio club in making their QSOs, which took place over the course of a week in September. The students were active on their D-Star Network Reflector 001C, speaking to other operators from across the world, including from here down under, America, Japan, South Korea, as well as the UK. The activity aimed to promote the introduction of the foundation license course in the school, which it sounds like it has done with success. Loki, one of the new club's members, has just joined Wick High School for his first year. There has already set his sights on joining the radio club. He said, "I am just amazed that I can talk to people all over the world. I can't wait to get my foundation license." For VK1 WIA National News, I am Alan, VK2 COD. Now back to you, Cole.
Thanks, Alan. As many as 50 licensed amateurs between the ages of 15 and 25 will be headed to Colorado next June as the Youth on the Air camp for the Americas enters its fifth season. It's interesting that YOTA, just in the North, Central and South America area, is called Youth, whilst elsewhere it's called Youngsters. The online application period begins on December 1st and is open to young radio operators from North, Central and South America. The camp will take place from June the 15th through to the 20th. Prospective campers living outside the United States are being given priority and are encouraged to leave sufficient time to obtain the required passport and tourist visa where applicable. First-time campers are also being given priority. Attendees from past years are welcome to apply to serve as leaders. Meanwhile, plans are in the works to inaugurate two other camp experiences next year. Sub-regional camps and a YOTA Junior USA camp serving hams younger than 15. Visit youthontheair.org. That's youthontheair, one word, .org. For additional information, please contact Camp Director Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, via the email address director@youthontheair.org. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Rescue Radio. a ham club in India with a specialty in helping families reunite with lost relatives, has assisted in the homecoming of a man recovering from an amputated leg. We hear more about him from John Williams, VK4JJW.
The suffering of a man separated from his family was amplified by the agony of having just endured the amputation of his left leg, the result of an apparent accident near the Sodapur and Agapara railway station tracks in West Bengal, India. Authorities weren't clear on how the man had become injured, but following his surgery at the Sagar Dutta Medical College and Hospital, they knew they could at least help heal one part of his pain, his sense of isolation and the onset of depression. While the man recovered physically, the hospital superintendent sought help to get him family support. On the 26th of September, the hospital official, Zahid Hossein, contacted the West Bengal Radio Club, an amateur radio organisation with a proven track record of helping in missing persons cases. According to a report in the Millennium Post, the hams used their vast network of contacts to locate the man's family in the West Bengal district of Birbhum. The club's secretary, Ambarish Nagbiswas, VU2JFA, told the newspaper that when the hams got in touch with the man's elder sister, they learned that she'd reported him missing about a year ago. The siblings were put in touch with each other, and the man recognised his sister. When he was considered healthy enough to be released by the hospital, he returned home with her to the family's village. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
Thanks, John. Next, it's Worldwide Special Interest Group's video. Many of you may in fact be watching this edition of WIA National News, and if not, it's a great way to see what we are talking about. Bevan, VK5BD, compiles the video version of WIA National News every week, and you can view it at tinyurl.com/WIA-news-videos via the link posted at wia.org.au and on many amateur TV channels. But a super easy way is to look for Bevan's YouTube channel, VK5BD. And when you do, please click like and subscribe. That's it from me for this week. Till next time, stay safe. I'm Cole, VK3GTV.
Across Australia, from VK1WIA, you're tuned to the WIA National News Service. In southeast New South Wales, it can be heard from the following locations on the linked repeater system. Bega on 146.750, Cooma 147.375, and northeastern Victoria on 146.625 from 0900 local time every Sunday. I'm Angelo, VK2NWT.
2024, it's a date and clubs are welcome to email text with audio for this section. VK5, AREG's big one, Saturday the 26th of October, their electronic sale. 10 a.m, David Roche Park, Kilbourne. VK7, Tasmanian Ham Conference, November 2 and 3.
Get ready, because the excitement for the premier VK amateur radio event of 2024 is reaching fever pitch. The venue is prepped, the presenters are polishing their cutting-edge talks, the caterers are locking in the feast, and the organisers are fired up, ready to deliver an unforgettable experience. November the 2nd and 3rd, the Tassie Hammycon takes over the Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre, University of Tasmania, Sandy Bay. This year's theme, innovation in amateur radio, and we've secured a powerhouse lineup of presenters to spark your imagination and supercharge your knowledge. And that's not all. Check out the amazing raffle prizes. You could win big with gear like an ICOM 7300, a Yaesu FTM 500, an ICOM ID 5100, a Zygu G90, a DX Commander Expedition antenna, a Zaktec Whisper transmitters, plus heaps of vouchers from TET Mtron, DigiRig, Messi and Poloni, and exclusive merch from VK Radio. Raffle tickets are only available to attendees with extra chances to win at the conference. Time is running out. Bookings close in a week and spots are disappearing fast. Don't miss your chance to be part of the future of amateur radio. Grab your tickets today.
To VK3, Spark Rosebud Radio Fest, November 17, Eastbourne Primary School, Allambie Avenue, Rosebud. Now, until next we meet, I am Graham, I am VK4BB. Walk softly.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions, www.wia.org.au.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.